But first up, we relive some of the key moments of what was a pulsating day in the heat of Jones's Road.
Into the Hill 16 in David Clifford to get Kerry's hope first goal of the game. And his shot run up, he hits it with a left. Ah, it's saved. Clifford gets it again.
Yes, it's done in the second time of asking.
A goal by Clifford, a save first, a boy Evan Comerford, but he got the rebound. The magician himself for Fossa, and it's a goal for Kerry after 2 minutes and 22 seconds. It's a goal for Kerry, 2 points for Dublin.
Good save by Comerford initially, but he panned the ball out to David, and the Fossa man blasted the top right hand corner, bulged the net. A goal to 2 points in favour of Kerry.
That ball goes high, it breaks there, breaks behind the 45. We're looking at it. Now it's got to go to ground. Still on a possession. And look at
Kerry fell dodged.
Well, nice gully. Kerry fell asleep for a second. Chance for Cod. And that is a big one, Alvarez. That's a 2-pointer.
That's a gift.
Conor O'Callaghan. And a gift, like you say. Now take the dubs.
Kerry
Pears
falling for 40 winks. Yeah.
Kerry, one ball and three.
Upon a time there was light in my life. But now there's only love in the dark.
Brian Harrell put that ball into the corner once more, looking for it, the turn pass, but standing off at the moment.
Keep him up there.
Are looking for a score. That's a big score again. And is that Cormac Costello that puts it over the bar? And Dublin go into the lead, Amherst. It's Dublin 11 points. Kerry 1 sack. There's 20 seconds left.
Yeah.
Surely Shawnee and the lads will know now. They'll have to go for a score just to get a score before half time. David Clifford will give it again to Shawnee. Shawnee, tight angle here. He turns his man, puts it on the right. Does he kick it on the back?
Great score.
Brilliant
score from Shawnee O'Shea.
The two former miners combined. David Clifford, Shawnee O'Shea. The latter points, Kerry, into, I suppose, that draw territory again, Ambrose.
That's it, and that's the whole thing.
11 points for Dublin, 1-8 for Kerry.
And I think at the half time.
Steps in.
No, now giving
it David Clifford.
Great
block. These 2-pointers knocked down.
Great block by Davy Burton.
And they come away with it now, Ambrose, the Dubs. Put it into the centre once more. They're coming at speed. My man playing very deep on Paddy Small. Paddy Small
this
outside of 45. We're in trouble
this
here.
This is trouble.
Now looking for it is Niall Scully. Niall Scully. Put
this
a ball
is goal
inside.
Chance.
Danger here. Could be a goal for the Dubs.
And off the post.
Brilliant save by Shane Murphy.
Brilliant save. Come off the post, man.
A lead off for the Kingdom, Ambrose.
That was a goal chance for Dublin. They ripped us apart.
He made himself big and lucky for Kerry that Shane Murphy was on. Well,
we're being ripped asunder the defence.
Yeah. And score-saving duties, you could say, Ambrose, as Kerry come away with it once more. And that ball into the centre. Take their turn pass, will he, from Joe Connor. Joe Loughlord, give it to Graham O'Sullivan. Dillon will put it over from the left, but that's going to fall on the edge of square. Danger!
Goal!
It's a goal!
That's
it's
a goal!
A goal! It was, well, it fell short, and it looks like Sean O'Brien. And a very fortuitous goal by Kerry.
Wondered in, ghosted into the full forward line at Ballardin.
And into the back of
the net. They are, but I mean, you know, having said that, on occasion, there's times you take expect David to go on himself, and he's not. He's opted to come back out and recycle the ball.
Now, Paddy's going for 2 points. Paddy, surely shoot for a two here. We done turn! And it's high!
Yes, he will.
It's over the bar! The 2-pointer for Paddy Clifford. 46 minutes gone here at HQ. It's now 2-10 for Kerry. Dublin 15 points, Ambrose.
And that's what we need to do.
The
see Kerry warm me up another stop here.
Damon O'Connor's putting it into the corner. That's what you want.
Come
Kerry there shown for it. An opportunity
Shawnee
for
O'Shea
Shawnee.
From...
He throws a leg in.
Oh, brilliant.
My God.
A 2-pointer.
A 2-pointer from a man on one leg. Shawnee O'Shea has arrived once again. A brilliant score from a brilliant player, Ambrose. That takes Kerry now to 2-15. Dublin's
and going to try his gun 23.
An opportunity for Ross McGarry. He won't take it.
Should have gone first
doesn't
time.
Doesn't want to shoot it. But here's Scully. Oh, dear.
Great
it's
save.
It's gone off the post. And it
brilliant
is safe.
Play. Off the line by Mike
line,
Green.
Off the post. A comedy
Shane
error.
Murphy and Mike
now,
Green.
Can Kerry do
two
it?
Brilliant saves.
Ah, oh, brilliant by Shane Murphy. But it hasn't gone away. Somebody has to field it inside. Ah, oh, it's like ping pong.
Oh,
ball
it is
inside.
Ping pong.
Ah, oh, and again they take a shot
down.
For Costello. Kerry surely a
three out.
Wow.
Whoa,
that
sums up Dublin's day.
Some saves by Shane Murphy.
Oh, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And by Mike
Shane
Green
Murphy.
As well.
I'm 69 at the clock. Now, Jace, well, who's looking for it? It depends. That ball goes for Shane Murphy. Mark O'Shea goes high. Well,
here we go.
Here comes David Clifford. David,
go on, David.
To go. Surely pop it over.
Yes, yes, yes,
yes, yes. Over the bar. By
nice goal.
David Clifford. 69-20 on the clock. Now Rangers 218 to 20 points.
Yeah, there you go. Plenty of sparks coming off that game from yesterday. Talk of video technology, goal line technology, video assistant referees and all of those sort of things about the goals and the square balls and was it over the line and will it be over the line? All of those sort of things. We'll get to that and more with Tim Moynihan after we take these. Short of for coming in here, I spoke about that and other things, of course, throughout what was a pulsating game of football. You couldn't take your eyes off it for a moment, really, Dublin and Kerry. I spoke to Tim Moynihan and first of all put it to him that, you know, all the controversy, all the goal line technology calls, all of that went on during the game. There was also purple patches of scoring for both sides, but Kerry just about did enough in the end.
Correct, Jerry. When you look back at it, and I suppose social media is, covers it in a big way this morning. They're all talking about the decisions or the dubious decisions, as some people described it. But there was a lot more in the game, Jerry. And I think we're taking away, I know that Dublin fight for those tight margins or a referee's decisions. And, you know, we can offset that again, Jerry, against, you know, over the years. I remember back to, it was a 2011, Joe Brennan himself on Declan O'Sullivan. There was a huge foul on Declan O'Sullivan and it turned the game because there was slight concussion by Declan O'Sullivan. And, you know, for that McManaman goal by Dublin, they won the game. Should Declan be on the field? Maybe that was down to the Kerry side, but in the same token, a big heavy hit came in on him and there wasn't even a card issued. So down through the years, things have happened between both sides and looking back at it, you know, the understanding of this game, Jerry, going into it, people were saying Kerry should win by 7 or 8 points. That's not happening nowadays. Going into the Tyrone game the same way, we should put away Tyrone with quite easily, putting our own game into effect with him or having the impact of big scores, but it didn't happen that way. And Dublin was the same way. Dublin were always going to be a huge test, Jerry, with the way they took out Galway. So yesterday's game, full of drama right from the outset, and Kerry losing their captain was huge, Paul Gainey, but up steps the man himself, Seanie O'Shea. What a man mounted he is, a man that's carrying a serious injury, and to get himself back to a level where he can play in All-Ireland semi-final with the little amount of football he's played. So I think if we concentrate too much on those little decisions, be it the penalty, likewise Sean O'Brien's goal, maybe the goal that should have been for Dublin was all that ball over the line, but there was other good things happening in the game for both sides, Jerry.
Yeah, it was a tactical game in the first half. Dublin decided, Tim, to double and triple mark David Clifford, and plenty of attention on Dylan Gainey as well. But the outside of that then, look, you can't cover everybody in a forward line as good as Kerry's. They left Paddy Clifford to himself. And yeah, he made hay.
Yeah, and you'd say that management team should look at that and look at the All-Ireland of last year, Jerry, against Donegal, and Paddy got freedom of the pitch. And something Dublin, it's funny for Joe Brennan and his management team that, you know, looking back, and it's not just hindsight, but it's happened before for opposition that didn't pay close attention to Paddy. He just controlled the game yesterday, Jerry. And you talk about David Clifford, they doubled and treble tagged him, if there's such a word in the GA vocab. David Byrne did a massive job, but then the likes of Niall Scully would fall back in front of him. What a player Niall Scully is as well, by the way. So it really worked. So they consider David Clifford as the main threat, and up steps Paddy. Paddy just slowed down the play. You know, he's got that little burst of pace back, which I thought he didn't have in the Tyrone game. He's able to dip the shoulder, go into the pocket just outside the D. So, but he speeded up the game when he wanted and slowed it down. So I'm surprised. And we were saying, Ambrose and myself, during commentary, that the first 20 minutes, nobody was going to him. He played between the 45 and the 65 and did as he wanted. So that was a huge thing from a Kerry point of view. Plus, you'd have to credit Dublin as well. They worked in the kickouts. They worked in Shane Murphy's kickouts. Shane got them off brilliantly. But on the same token, they worked like, you know, dogs of war in the middle of the field, winning that breaking ball. So that helped the Dublin cause as well. So, you know, the support is huge then when Dublin get a few scores, they get behind them. But I suppose everything changed then with that Sean O'Brien goal. We were under the cosh that time, Jerry. And getting that goal, it for all the hard work that Dublin did, you know, it was a 3 points in succession they got. And suddenly we were back level again. That was a huge, huge decisive moment during yesterday's game. And after that, Jerry, there was purple patches for both Dublin and Kerry. And, you know, there was stuff happening all over the field. But when you look back at it today, we were very lucky, Jerry. We were... Yeah. We rode our luck at times, but you put yourself in that position as well. You know, Mike Breen, if the hold of the ball was over the line, or if Mike Breen wasn't there, we wouldn't be talking about this today.
No,
it would be in the back of the net. So we have to look at different little stories on the lead up to the big play. You know?
And we had other moments, and you can call it luck, but you can also call it incredible skill from Shane Murphy. The amount of saves, balls hitting off the post, Kerry players reacting first in those instances. There was one moment where the ball was popping around like ping pong. It could have gone into the ping pong and could have gone into the goal 3 times, but somehow the goalkeeper and the Kerry defenders kept it out in those key moments to stop Dublin getting that moment. And if Dublin get a goal in front of the hill, it's very hard to stop them. So a lot of hard work went in there. As Jack O'Connor said after the game, Kerry players putting their bodies on the line to keep it out.
Yeah, very much so, Jerry. And, you know, he's a brilliant shot stopper, even, you know, when he was the Kerry number two, or, you know, he was doing that for his club all the time. We know who he is. But I would credit him on something else as well yesterday, Shane Murphy. You know, we were losing ball down the middle at times. He decided then, look, Joe O'Connor hugged that far side, and especially the Cusick stand side, and he won massive kickouts. Joe, he turned, he was right on the chalk, and it fell nicely for a couple of occasions. So he was able to, change his game or change his kickout structure. That means that Shane Murphy then was growing in confidence into that championship, because going into this game, they were saying the Dublin supporters and I suppose the Dublin players would go after the kickout, in the sense that a lot of boos came from the hill, a lot of boos came from Dublin every time that he was approaching that kickout. So, you know, he grew above that yesterday, a massive, massive game. But, you know, we talk about David Clifford again. Everyone says he's a quiet game yesterday. What did he end up with? Was it 1-5?
1-5, yeah.
And then he's taken 2 or 3 players out of the game. So that gave a chance to other players as well, you know, to do well around the fringes. And that's what happened yesterday. But you have to credit the defence. These are serious forwards. Cormac Costello had a massive game yesterday. But on the same token, when the chips were down, when he needed those scores towards the end of the game, they went wide. So
yeah,
he proved
Dublin actually created a lot of scoring chances in that second half, and they made some, unlike the Dublin team, the 5-in-a-row, 6-in-a-row team, the shot selection and the execution was poor. 12 wides really cost them when you look at it.
Yeah, Jerry, and you look, one or two of those, they were wayward shooting that I went for 2-pointers when they were not even on, off the outside of the boot, and at a time when they were chasing. And we have to look at another facet of the game as well, Jerry, that for the first time in Dublin in a long time, they were going lateral with playing with the wind. And that was very strange to me, but that's why we have to credit the Kerry management then, the likes of Mark O'Shea and Sean O'Brien were tucking in, making it very, very difficult for them to go down the middle, so that those extra bodies were around the arc. So I think today, and I suppose the big statement is that if we look at the decisions and the look that we had in those decisions, we're taking away a lot from what Kerry did well. And even Jack O'Connor said after, like, it wasn't the best Kerry display ever. But, you know, I suppose semi-finals, Jerry, they're there to be won, no matter how, win it dirty, win it clean, but to get to an All-Ireland final. That was the whole purpose of yesterday. So, look, any game we go back, margins are tight, officiating, decisions at times will always be spoken about, but I think we should look further than those this morning. There was a lot of good things that Kerry did yesterday. There was a lot of great things that Dublin did as well. So, but you know, when games are tight, Jerry, and the hard work is put in with by both camps, they will pick those little decisions that change the game. But I would say the most decisive moment of the whole game was the Sean O'Brien, because they had a serious purple patch that time, the Dublin side.
Yeah, yeah. And it was a clear square ball, as we can see it, Tim, for that. So then that's leading to all these calls after the game for goal line technology. Evan Comerford, when he wasn't complaining about the square ball, he was complaining that it was off the line, I think, or something. But even though it went in, you look at the line for their goal that was defended by Mike Breen. Calls for video assistant referees, perhaps, maybe, or at least goal line technology. Is that something that might come out of this? Similar to, I suppose, when Hawkeye was introduced a couple of years ago.
Correct, Jory. But where do you stop with the, we call it VAR? We'll go with goal line technology. If that ball was over the line, it was a goal to Dublin. But are we saying further out the field then that if somebody, a high tackle and somebody's not carded,
and you can relate it VAR to the World Cup. You see what's happened with Argentina, the free kick, which was pulled back for quite a while back, that Egypt got a goal that was then disallowed. When do you start introducing a point or a goal, and then you have to go back and check every interaction in advance of it?
And the game would be stop-start every 5 minutes because it's a game of intensity, big hits going in nowadays. And, you know, and one thing, we have to look at the human side of it as well this morning, like, Jury, when you see something on real time, that umpire is getting lambasted this morning and yesterday evening. That's very unfair because
where Kerry, he had no hope of seeing the crash of the ball as fast as it was going.
Yeah,
there was no hope. You could have had seven officials there and they wouldn't have seen in real time that happened.
And Jury, what was very funny, I was going up the steps of level 7 and, you know, there was a few of the media lads chatting to one another and chatting to myself. But like, we had the luxury of seeing it 6 or 7 times after. And you don't, in real time, you don't have that. So the ones that are critical last night on social media are the ones that seen it over and over again. But put yourself in that man's boots. And that was very difficult in real time and no different to a refereeing decisions as well. And I have to say, over the years, we've been you remember Stephen Cluxton, that point that, you know, won it against Kerry, what was it, 2013 or, you know, back then, that he just sauntered up the field. He knew by the time, if he took that free and he put it over, Kerry were out of the All-Ireland. And that was time-wasting to me. So all I'm saying, we can be picky about lots of things, but they can be fairly aggrieved. But all I'd say this morning is that Kerry did a lot of good things. This is going to be a massive test against Dublin. And, you know, their pace, they're inside in Croke Park, the supporters are back with him. But I think Kerry did quite well yesterday to get over the line. You have look at times, if it's like the lottery, Jory, if you don't play it, you won't win it unless somebody gives it to you. Nobody will give you anything in Gaelic football. So all I'm saying is there's luck, and we got lucky yesterday and we're in an All-Ireland finals. But so many talking points, but you or I this morning can't go back and change anything from yesterday. It is what it is. But I suppose food for thought for the future in relation to what you were saying, goal line technology. But again, you're opening a can of worms. Where do you stop with this?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I'm sure the GAA officials at headquarters will be taking a look at. Tim, the day before, Mayo really blew Louth away, looked very impressive. Some very dangerous forwards. No doubt that Jack O'Connor, the management team, will be sitting down today and taking a look at 2 weeks' time. A lot to work on.
Very much so, Jerry. You know, and looking back on the Mayo game, Louth were poor, Jerry. Let's face it, they were very poor. You know, they had that huge win over Monaghan. They just kind of lost their way. Everything they did in the Monaghan game, it's like they abandoned it for this. Now, you've got to credit Mayo on the other side.
They squeezed the life out of them defensively. Correct. A high up press. They couldn't get the ball out of past their own 45, effectively.
Correct. And you know, the one thing, and you must admit, and you see it as well as I do, Jerry, you have to compliment Andy Moore and give him youth his fling.
Yeah.
The young players he has in squad. You know, Aidan O'Shea, in older days, Aidan O'Shea would be the go-to player to come in off the bench. He would be starting. Now, Aidan is just part of a panel. And he's letting young guys go out and express themselves. They're playing with no fear. And the biggest fear I have of Mayo, Jerry, they have no baggage.
No.
They have no baggage whatsoever. And you, like, some of those players playing with me don't even recognise it was 1951 when they last won the All-Ireland. And that's where you want your players to be. But as you said, Ryan O'Donoghue has had the probably season of his life. He's a player that Kerry are going to have to watch. But there's fabulous players, right from defensively, right through to attack. And it's going to be a huge, huge ball. And they did tactically, they did get it right. They squeezed the kick out. That's going to be huge. I think no more than any other years, we're always saying a keeper, he needs to be decent. But a keeper now has to be your top player. And we're very fortunate that Shane Murphy is in the form of his life. But the big thing is yesterday, and without fear of repetition, that getting Shaunie O'Shea back on the pitch. I'll be honest, Jerry, and this is me. You know I'm a huge fan of the man. But to me, he's one of the best footballers of this generation. I know David Clifford will get all the plaudits for being a forward, but he's a man mountain. I was up in Donegal, and I mentioned it before to you during the league, and he nearly beat Donegal on his own. Mm. And if we didn't have Shaunie O'Shea on the pitch yesterday, we wouldn't be talking about an All-Ireland today.
Yeah.
The stuff he does, if you've got a camera following the man right throughout the 70 minutes, it's what he does off the ball, the decision-making. And all I'm saying, I think having that number of minutes under his belt yesterday will help our cause as well, because we'll be looking for leaders against Mayo, Jerry, and no different to the Cliffords and the Mike Breens of this world, the Shane Murphys, the Jason Foleys. He's another man we got to mention here today. The two players, I suppose, that we were expecting to have the huge impact yesterday, Jerry. Now, David had his 1-5. We expect that every other day. But Conn O'Callaghan was kept fairly quiet, wasn't he?
Yeah. And
we must credit the likes of Jason Foley, especially if they got a torrid time from the Tyrone forwards to come into a cauldron yesterday in Croke Park. And the Ballydunahoo man stood firm. And that was a huge talking point after as well, that Conn didn't have the impact he had as against Galway. So, you know, and that's this morning when we were talking about, I'm saying we were lucky, which I think we were. But on the same token, you have to put yourself in a position to be lucky. And a lot of good things were done by Kerry yesterday.
Yeah, they certainly were. 2 weeks to prepare and get things right and maybe get players back as well. Did we know what happened to Paul Gainey finally, Tim? What's the likelihood of him being involved in 2 weeks' time?
I don't know what the extent of the injury. I'm sure it was picked up during training. I don't know what the injury was, but a huge blow to the man. Look, he's had a massive year leading Dingle all the way to the All-Ireland club. And, you know, if he starts or if he finishes, like when a game opens up, the likes of Paul Gainey, he may not have the legs anymore, but what he has on that top 6 inches, he's thinking ahead of everyone else. And we need Paul Gainey as well, you know, involved in that All-Ireland. So you'd hope that the extra 2 weeks, Jerry, now, or the 2 weeks that we're going to get on the build-up. And I suppose the big thing we have to do down here, Jerry, and we keep repeating ourselves, is that we have to keep a lid on it. We're not thinking of Mayo as this team that, oh, they've been there so many times. Mayo are going to win the All-Ireland sometime.
Yeah.
But I just hope it's not next Sunday week. So yeah. against
and
the Kingdom. So
if any game has taught us anything, it's the games this year against teams, the expectations that any team would win by 7 or 8 points, as we saw from yesterday, even though Kerry won by four, it was a very close game. Tyrone was a very close game. There is no certainty. And the new rules, you can be 10 points clear with 20 minutes to go and it can all turn around in a heartbeat. That's for any team you're facing.
Correct. And if you look at Andy Moran, did you see that post-match interview or listen to it? I think it was a John Fogarty that asked him the question, but it really touched the nerve where he's saying, how can the supporters keep a lid on the expectation of the Mayo supporters? And he looked around the room and he asked, is there anyone inside here that thinks that we can beat, this was before the Dublin-Kerry game, that we can beat either Dublin or Kerry in an All-Ireland final? And there was silence inside the press conference. And he said, there's the answer. None of you think it. So he's going to use that, Jerry. He's going to use that big time in all his talk-throughs with the Mayo team over the next 2 weeks. So they will be coming out, jumping off the blocks. And I think Kerry will meet a Mayo team like they've never met before.
Yeah.
But Kerry can't deviate. Kerry were very measured what they did last year. There are serious brains in that backroom team of Kerry. And they did the job in Donegal. And expect the unexpected from Kerry as well. I suppose you can feel sorry for Mayo, but in this thing, there's no sentiment. You won't get an All-Ireland every other year. The good times will stop for Kerry at some stage as well. But when you're an All-Ireland final, Jerry, you'll want to win it. And a big statement by Jack O'Connor as well in the post-match. I did an interview with him, Jerry, and he said, and the delight in his face, let's face it now, Jack has never done a back-to-back. He wants it. He might not reveal that, but he'd want a back to back. You know, and the legacy he'll leave if he achieves that. Plus, it's the 40th, title that we're going for. So there's the way he said it. He said there's no better place in the world to be than in Fitzgerald Stadium, looking forward to playing an All Ireland final. So Kerry boys will be well focused. And what a build up we are. I know it's going to be very compact and very tight, Jerry, starting, I suppose, with our own Radio Kerry, what they'll be doing on the build up. And, you know, we need our county to show our colours, Jerry, no matter what. And I think it all starts from this Monday morning.
Certainly does. Tim, brilliant stuff as always. Thanks for talking to me this morning.
Thank you, Jerry.
Brilliant stuff. There you go. That's Tim Moynihan there talking about yesterday in Croke Park, looking ahead to 2 weeks' time. If you have your views on this, get in touch with us on the programme.